Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you are in Blog Talk Radio Land. And we welcome you to the Dr. Fred Says radio show, where we bring you live from Miami, Florida, Dr. Fred Valdez. And we talk about the state of health in the world today. And we have been covering many, many topics over the last few years. And we'd like to thank our audience for following us. And we'd like to thank Dr. Fred Valdez for all the research he does for these shows. And we've been covering mainly essential oils for about the past year from the Mayo Division of Zeej International. But today we're going to go a slightly different turn. And it's going to be on the health dangers of sodas and options for hydration, because it's summertime. And we all know that we shouldn't be drinking too much soda pop. So in case you're not familiar with Dr. Fred Valdez, he teaches part-time at a medical school that's close to Miami. And his background is emergency medicine. He spent many years studying complementary medicine, and within his team are doctors, chiropractors, therapists, alternative healthcare practitioners, and professional athletes. So on that note, I'm going to pass the call over to you, Dr. Fred Valdez. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Denise, and that's a great topic. You know, as you mentioned, that summer is here, summer's upon us, and you just told me it's getting very hot up there, too. Well, summer is here, too. And one of the things about summer is we drink stuff. You know, we sweat, we work out, we go to the beach, and we sweat. And then, of course, we drink, we quench our thirst, and most often with things that are not ideal. The numbers, you know, one of the things that I let me just share something I read, a few months ago. I'll pose this as a question to you, Denise. Do you know what the three most recognized words in the world are? In other words, any country you go to, you can say any of these three words, and people will know what you're saying.
I'd say McDonald's is number one.
No, actually, no. Actually, the word okay is recognized. You say okay anywhere. In China, you go say okay. They know what you mean, you agree, and it's good. And the word taxi, you say taxi, in any country pretty much, and they'll know you want a taxi. But the third one, it's really amazing. And the third one is Coca-Cola. You can say Coca-Cola in any language, in any country, and they will know what you're talking about. So, before we talk about Coca-Cola, the soda, there's nothing against the company. I mean, these are just facts. You can just say cola as far as that goes. But we use the word Coca-Cola, and I'm going to use Coca-Cola as an example today because it's one of the most recognized brands in the whole world, if not the most. I think Nike follows after that, and there's some other brands. But Coca-Cola is recognized worldwide. Yeah, so, it's one of the things. So let's look at Coca-Cola a little bit and why is it, some of the facts on why it's not that ideal for you. One 12-ounce of Coke has about 140 calories that come from sugar. Those 140 calories is equal to 39 grams, almost teaspoons of sugar. Now, besides sugar, it has no nutrients. This is the definition of what we call empty calories. Now, if you take a look at the ingredients of Coca-Cola, sugar in the United States, sugar does not appear on the list. And that's because rather than pure cane sugar, the U.S. formula for Coke uses high fructose corn syrup as a sweetener. Now, I think sometime back, Denise, we did a show specifically on high fructose corn syrup. And, it's something that we find not only in Coke, but we find it in a lot of frozen foods and a lot of, as a matter of fact, the awareness has really increased in the last 3 or 4 years of the dangers of high fructose corn syrup. And, now we're beginning to see trends that we're beginning to see a lot of foods and a lot of drinks and a lot that have a label that does not contain high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is a chemical process. It's a molecule that was literally unknown to humans. And it was developed in Japan, as a secondary thing in a chemistry plant. And there was an American businessman in the 70s that saw this, and the only thing that they told him was that this element, this molecule that they discovered, was 300 times sweeter than sugar. So immediately this businessman saw an opportunity to bring it to the States and use it in so many things. And the rest is history, as we say. you know, on the high fructose corn syrup. But, you know, there's very heavy, heavy evidence that the use of high fructose corn syrup is responsible for, you know, one of the elements that's responsible for the not only the weight gain and the obesity and all that, but type 2 diabetes in our country. So right there is one of the reasons for not to drink Coke. And this is evidence that has been mounting over the last 30 years or so. So, you know, when we see the strength, it's important to look at which products, you know, have led to changes in eating and drinking patterns. It's impossible to overlook Coca-Cola. And again, as the most popular soft drink in the history of soft drinks in the world. So that's one element that you find in Coke. Now, what else do you find? You find caramel color, you know, what makes the color. Now, the next, this is an ingredient that researchers at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health found that some kinds of this chemical, this color, sometimes using sodas are made, and I won't pronounce the chemical name here. I'm just going to call it 4-MEI. It's a possible human carcinogen formed in the drug of manufacturing process. In other words, overconsumption could increase your risk of cancer. It's the bottom line. And then there's phosphoric acid. And phosphoric acid, I know we did a show on phosphoric acid and the imbalance that it causes in calcium metabolism. Researchers have found that there's a connection between the risk of osteoporosis and soda drinking, and it's because of this phosphoric acid. So, you know, they use this phosphoric acid literally to kill bacteria and to make the drink taste better. You know, it improves on the flavor of the caramel. And then, of course, we have caffeine, and you know, I want to make a note here that there's different types of caffeine. There's natural caffeine that's found in coffee, of course, which is not as bad for us. Okay, it actually has some good benefits. But, of course, you know, the bottom line on this company is the dollars. It's a profit. And caffeine, the synthetic caffeine, of course, is a lot more damaging than natural caffeine. Now, let me just, you know, add a personal note here with Coke. And this is regular Coke, by the way. Let me add a note here with regular Coke. My brother-in-law used to work for Coca-Cola way back. He had a management position fairly high in the state of Florida. And I asked him one time, what was the price of a can of Coke, you know, to the company? How much does it cost him to make one can of Coca-Cola? And the answer was he didn't know. He says they cannot figure out the cost of making one can as far as the liquid is concerned. Now, the can itself, the metal on the can, the paint and all that, it's about 11 cents or so. The price of the liquid, they can only figure out in cases, not by can, because it's so cheaply made. When you make millions and millions of gallons, they cannot figure out the price of one can. So you can see the profit in here is just huge. Now that the rest of the money comes into transportation and so on and so forth, and of course, you know, depending on where you get the Coke, you could, if you are at a game or something, a stadium, you can pay $3-$4 for a Coke. At the movies, you know, so the profit is huge. We're talking about a huge profit. Now you say Diet Coke. Well, Diet Coke, the one thing that we need to talk about, all the bad things, of course, the caramel color and all that, the phosphoric acid, but it's even worse because we're talking about aspartame. Now, aspartame is a sweetener, and we see a lot of press over the years as one of the original sweeteners that is said to cause cancer. Now, the initial studies many, many years ago, you know, we're comparing huge, huge amounts in rats, you know, that cause cancer that we could never consume. But that has changed. Today, it's a newer study. They want to see the effects of consuming aspartame over a lifespan in rats, and they were administered over a lifespan in amounts that were realistic for humans, okay? And it was found to be a multi-potential carcinogenic agent. So aspartame is definitely something we should avoid. What that means is that there are multiple pathways by which it can cause cancer. So, you know, Diet Coke, we don't get, you know, it's the same, if not worse. So, you know, I wanted to cover a little bit on what happens to your body when you drink Coke, you know, drink a kind of Coke. Well, the first thing, you know, when you hear that can pop, you hear the fizz, immediately it triggers an effect on your brain, that's just, you know, the ice and all that. So you start salivating. It's like Pavlov's dog's response. And so it's a classical neural response to food. And then number two, your body starts to secrete gastric juices, thinking you're going to feed your body with something good, right? So it prepares to absorb all the substances found in Coke. And number three, just minutes after you drink it, that sugar hits your system. And it's pretty much about 165% of the recommended intake for women and about 111% of the recommended intake for men. So it's just, you're just overdoing it with just one can. And then the phosphoric acid, of course, reduces the sweet taste. It gives it a balance on taste. So it allows you to keep it down because otherwise it will be extremely sweet. At the same time, you know, your pancreas starts secreting insulin to absorb the large quantities of sugar that you just drank. And when I say sugar, I'm not talking about, you know, natural sugar. I'm talking about high fructose corn syrup, which has the same effect on the pancreas. Now, about 20 minutes later of drinking Coke, your small intestine begins to do your blood sugar spike. You know, your pancreas produces a lot more insulin to transport the sugar as glucose into your cells. And this is sugar that's not needed as energy, okay, or storage. So, you know, it first gets stored as glycogen as a reserve, and if there's no need for that, it stays stored in your system. And about 45 minutes later, you finish absorbing the caffeine, and this is when your blood pressure rises a little bit, combined with the sugar, and you get that energy rush. And about 50 minutes after you drink that can, the caffeine increases the opioid receptors and stimulates the pleasure centers of your brain, and that's what happens when, you know, it makes you want more. And, you know, I know people, Denise, I know people that basically were addicted or are still addicted to Coke. And so we're not talking about just one can here. We're talking a lot. We're talking several cans a day. So, you know, we do have long-term effects from drinking Coke, and, of course, the number one we talk about here is obesity. Statistics just came out yesterday on obesity, and it's worse than we thought. And guess what? You know, like with everything, women have caught up now with obesity with men. So obesity is affecting women pretty much more than men right now. So, you know, the American Heart Association recommends that we consume a maximum of 450 kilocalories per week, no more than that. The average male consumes 178 of sugar-sweetened beverage per day, okay? So we are definitely overdoing it. And, of course, type 2 diabetes, it's one of those things that, you know, it's basically an epidemic in our country, okay? And this is one of the big contributing factors, and especially with the high fructose corn syrup. And, of course, we talk about heart disease, which is obviously linked to the obesity factor. And here is something with the mineral part. You know, gout, we seldom talk about this, and soda, but gout is a form of arthritis, a disease in which the uric acid cannot be metabolized properly. And it causes a very painful episodes of arthritis. It usually happens on top of your foot, on your toe, and it can be extremely painful. And it's really not much of an answer we have for gout. And then, of course, osteoporosis, and we touched on that before. Osteoporosis, because of the phosphoric acid and the soda, large amounts of phosphoric acid and soda, causes a complete imbalance with the calcium absorption that we need. So, you know, and the company, Coca-Cola, spends billions with a B of dollars to target markets on the kids. And this is a thing that, you know, adults can make a choice and so on, but they know their market is between kids from age 7, 8 to 17. So they spend billions with a B of dollars targeting this market. And, you know, we know that over 150 million Americans consume soda on a daily basis. And, you know, the average soda drinker takes in about 3 glasses per day. So the mass consumption can have a fantastic negative effect, long-term effect on individual health and wellness. And again, I want to emphasize it's not about Coca-Cola. I just use that brand because it's the most commonly known brand, but we have a lot of other different brands of colas. And again, I say colas, and I mentioned that in a couple of shows a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned cola because there's some different things on cola as opposed to Sprite or some of the lemon sodas and so on, or ginger ale. They're less damaging, but of course we do have some of the other artificial stuff in the sodas as well, and the sugar and all that. So cola is the worst, by the way. Cola is the worst. I'm not saying go ahead and drink something else. You know, it's funny, just for the show, I was lecturing at the college this morning, Denise, and, one of my students, on break, and these are medical students, and her break consisted of a honey bun, right, from the machine. And guess what? She was washing the honey bun down with a large bottle, a 20-ounce bottle of Mountain Dew. Now, I remember in college, I used to love Mountain Dew. I love the taste. You know, it's almost like an addictive type thing. Mountain Dew is the highest sugar drink in the market, period. It's even more than Coca-Cola. But you get hooked on it. It's something that, and they mean that for you to get hooked on this kind of stuff. So, what are the options? I just want to talk about the options. Besides carbonation and all the coloring, and an excess of synthetic ingredients in typical soda, 15 to 18 teaspoons of sugar per serving, about 240 calories. That's about 10% of an individual's daily caloric allowance, and those are empty calories. Those are not calories coming from real food. So, to summarize that a little bit, soda consumption is strongly linked to weight management issues in adults as well as kids, because obesity now starts, with kids. And the food and beverage industry currently spends, and I have the right number here, $2 billion per year marketing to children ages 2 to 17. So, in the States, nearly 40% of kids' diets come from added sugars and unhealthy fats. And we want to add to this, what are the options? And we talked about one option a couple of weeks ago about essential oils, adding a few drops of lemon to a glass of water, okay? And to me, that's delicious. That satisfies me, and it's very healthy for you, and you get the benefits of the lemon and so on. But I understand, because we've talked about kids here a little bit, that kids may not want to drink, just water with a few drops of lemon and stuff like that. We have a fantastic option with CG International, and we have a division called the Ripstick Division, which are completely all-natural sports performance drinks. And we're going to do some shows on some of the other drinks for workouts and so on and so forth. But the one drink that they have, Cohydrate, it's really fantastic. It can be used for everybody. It can be used by kids. You can dilute it even more than that if your flavor is too strong. And this is completely natural drinks. Even the coloring comes from fruit. There's no artificial coloring. They use beets, beet powder for the coloring, and edelberry it's a fruit. For the coloring. So it's totally natural, and it does replace in a very, very good balance the electrolytes that you need. Now, this is a great option for kids because it tastes fantastic. I drink it. It tastes great. The kids may not drink some of our other drinks, They may have problems drinking the Smart Mix, the Super Mix, and that's more for like a solid nutrition type thing. But just for hydrating, this is really fantastic, and it's a fantastic option. And, all in all, the hydrating industry, besides the Coca-Cola, and I wanted to do the emphasis on Coke today and colas, but the hydrating industry, I think we did a show on that not long ago, and it's a very, very high multi-billion dollar industry with the Gatorades and all that. And we may repeat the show of that show in a few weeks and talk about some of the other sports drinks and stuff like that. But just on hydrating here with a drink called Hydrate, it's really, really convenient. It comes in the little packs, individual packs that you can mix with eight to 10 ounces of water or more if you want. It also comes on a tub that you can mix gallons of it and give it to your kids at the pool, take it to the beach and, you know, and water bottles and so on. And it's something the kids like because it's like drinking Kool-Aid. And, you know, I remember when Kool-Aid came out as a little kid and Kool-Aid came out, and my goodness, I remember just like one little bit of the Kool-Aid would turn the water red, you know. And even as a kid, I wonder, my goodness, that can't be good for you. I mean, it's pretty and tastes good, right? But it can't be good for you. And Kool-Aid's still around, you know, and it's still like that. I think you add two grains of Kool-Aid to a glass of water, and all of a sudden it takes on a whole different color. And you go, my God, is that healthy for you? No, of course not. So we have something here that called Hydrate that replaces the electrolytes at the proper balance, and it tastes great, and it's very, very refreshing. And you know, you need to keep hydrated through the summer. I don't care where you live, even if you're up north, even though it's getting hotter up north as well. But you need to hydrate. It's surprising the amount of fluid that we lose throughout the day just from sweat and urination and so on. So hydration is one of the really, really key issues to our health. So, Denise, if you have any comments, I'll pass the show back to you.
No, that's excellent. And, yes, it's great to have alternatives, and it's not easy once children are into the soda pop habit. It's very hard to break it. But it can be done over time, and as adults also, you know, can be done over time. You can still have your pop, but maybe just cut it in half. And that's a good alternative to start with. We don't expect anyone to break their habits totally overnight. These are just suggestions and ways and alternatives. So thank you very much for that. And I was wondering, would you like to give the audience your email address in case someone has questions for you?
Oh, of course. Every week I get some emails with further questions. I'd be more than happy to answer. My email is fredvaldez56@gmail.com. fredvaldez56@gmail.com. And, of course, as always, Valdez is spelled with an S, not a V, in my case, anyways.
Yes. And we'd like to thank you again and thank our audience for continuing to support the Blog Talk Radio Show, Dr. Fred Says. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Bye-bye.